דביסו דרב יוסף ברי דרב דרובה עושוי לקמא דרב יחמנה נחמיה ברי דרב יוסף. The wife of רב יוסף, the son of רובה, the שני רב רובה, she came to רב נחמיה ברי דרב יוסף, אומר לה פסייקלי מזייני. You should מסתם... It was a case that we hear the shots up how much mezaina she gets. Posak lo. Psoikli chamro. You should go and say what amount of wine should be given to me. Posak lo. So even though we learned yesterday a whole sugya, not so poshit, that a woman drinks wine, it's not proper, it's not poshit. So, Amalo Yedano Bugne Mechuza de Shosu Hamre. The Bnei Mechuza were ruggled to drink wine, so Mamela that already became an intricate part of your diet. The Visu the Rav Yosef Berei the Rav Menashe Medvil, Asoyle Kame the Rav Yosef. Omro Lei Psoikli Mezoini Posaklo. Psoikli Hamro Posaklo. Psoikli shiroi, that she wants silken begodim. Oma lo shiroi lomo, why do you need shiroi? Omro leiloch lechavroch lechavruroch. Let us see Rashim. Lechavroch lechavruroch shlei izbaza al habriyis, Mikvoidi horishin loy befonecho, boloy befnei chaveirecho. That means I was ruggled to wear such begodim. So memele, now if I'll change my clothing style, all of a sudden it'll be a bezoy. We hear in the Mishnah, v'noisin lo by amashre es ishtoi, that she has her own mokim to eat, to sleep. The noisen lo mite mappets umachzelas. Rashi had said the mappets is a softer rachmi machzelas. These are types of mats. Zogt the Gemara mappets umachzelas loma di yoiv lo. Why is this necessary to give her? She has a mita zino. Omar Rav Pope ba'asra de nehigi de molo puryem bechavli de mevagelo. There used to be two types of beds. There used to be a bed that the etzem bed was made by spreading out leather over the form of the bed, so it was pretty comfortable. Then you don't need a machzelas. But there were some beds that they were made of ropes that were crisscross on the form of the bed. So, if she'll ride on these ropes, it's very painful. And some amela, so it's not sufficient that he gave her such a bed. He has to give her mats to put over the ropes so that it shouldn't cut into her. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Mappet umachzelas lomalo The leather that is spread over the mita, that's better than a mat. Mishani ba'asre de molo pulye, they used to fill the bed, they used to bechavle, with ropes, bebokim shangil, las ishtiach oyolamato. Ela siruge chavolem, they used to weave ropes together, therefore they needed a mat on top of that. Umavagilo, mitzari lo, this will This is painful. Umaskine Moisa. Mabagas also Loshen seems she gets old from it. Loshen by Geres. Let us see Taisvis. The Noisne Lo Mita Umapitz. So Taisvis says, Afal Gav, the Legabi Sido Amrine Bamekabel. The Noisne Lo Mita Umita Umapitz Mishum the Shmuel. We'll see in a minute. Gabi ishe lei trichu chachomim kolkach de efshelo sheteilech daladames achar achila. Now, let us explain Taisvis Kashi and Taisvis Teretz. The Gemara says above Metzia that Shmuel, who was a doctor by profession, said it's very detrimental for one's health that after eating, if he goes to sleep right away without walking Daladamas. You have to walk at least Daladamas before you lay down and go to sleep. So Mele, so Shmuel said, so a person should have two beds. They used to eat on a bed. But that bed was not made that it should be convenient to sleep on. So then there was another bed. But the other bed was conveniently put Daladamas away that if he wants to go to sleep, Al Koponim, he'll have to walk Daladamas before he lays down. So this is speaking about Sidur of a Balchoy. That means when a person owes money, so there are certain essential things that a person needs, and that they leave over, and the rest of the furniture and other things they take away for the Malva to pay up the Choy. So the Gemara says, Gabi Sidur Amrinem Amikabu, the Noisne Loi Mita Amita. This is essential. He needs two beds. He can't leave over a person with one bed. One bed, two beds. Umapitz, Mishum de Shmuel, because Shmuel said that it's very detrimental for one's health to fall asleep right away after eating without walking a little bit. So Taisus is asking a kasha. So if that is the case, so when Amashre Ishtoi, so it says the things you give her. Now she has her own apartment, and it says he gives her food and he gives her furniture. So he gives her one bed. Fraktach Taisus, you should give two beds. Just like over there, you don't take away, you leave him over with two beds. Give her two beds. The Shema, Mavsushim the Shmuel, is Gabi Ishele Truchachomim Kolkach, Dev Shalosh Taylor Daladamas Acharachila. You know, there's an Eitzah that, you just put up a sign, for your health, you should take a brisk walk after eating. So, Taya Tais is very unclear. So, Hamanushech, why didn't you do this by Aloiva also? My shvogger wanted a tiny, it matters. If he had two beds and you want to take it away, so you don't take it away from him. That means there's a need for it, leave it there. But to give her, that means he should go to an expense and give his wife two beds. For that, he's not mechuyev already. We just make a sign and say, guard your health when you eat and walk Daladamas after the Suda. Mape umachzeles lomala. Rabbi Natam loy goris mapets umachzeles. Mapets umachzeles o machzeles lomala. The mapets urach. Mapets is soft. Voroi gam lesmiche. They used to lean on this. So this is in the heidel shchive in tzorch. This lomita. But lesmiche mi etzriche. So the whole kash is on machzela. So the Gemara says, and speaking about she has such a bed, which is made of ropes which are braided together, and this is uncomfortable. That's why you need Amachzelis. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Tana Rabbonu, Ein neusin lo kar uksas. Speaking of the things he has to give her, the furniture he has to supply her with, he doesn't give her a pillow, he doesn't give her a mattress. Mishum Rabbi Nosson Omru, neusin lo kar uksas. No, you have to give her a pillow and a mattress. So the Gemara asks, Heichi Domi. Now, the Machlekes Tanoim, let's first figure out what's the story. Ida Ulcha, that means if her family, they sleep on mattresses and pillows. So Memele, there's a klal, Oile Imoi Veina Yeredes Imoi. That means if her family is used to certain conveniences, so it's his obligation to supply these conveniences. So if in her family they used to sleep on pillows and mattresses, my time of the Tanakami, Zichah has to give her a pillow and a mattress. What should she do? She grew up with a pillow and a mattress. V'idelav ulcha, and if it's speaking about that in her family, no one ever cholomed of a pillow and a mattress. My time is the Reb Nosson, so why all of a sudden does he, when a mashri ishtay, they sholish, why does he have to give her a pillow and a mattress? What's felt the size? Loitzriche, so the Gemara answers, kigoin de ulche didei, v'lav ulche dido. In his family, they sleep on mattresses. Or they never slept on mattresses. So let me just give a shtikal akdome. This is what the Tais Harosh says, and we'll understand Tais is a little better with this. The Tais Harosh says there's a klal, oile imoi ve'eina yeredes imoi. So that means whatever she was accustomed to have, she has to, ain't a yeredesima, so she has to, he has to supply that for her after her marriage. That's ain't a yeredesima. Oile imoi, the things that he has and she doesn't have is oile imoi. So the Taisus HaRosh says, there are two types of conveniences. There's one convenience that is not so luxurious. So then it's oile imoi. Then, so she's married, so whatever they eat, and in his family, that's what she eats also. There's another convenience which is more luxurious. So there's also din of oile imoi, but oile imoi means when she's together with him. When she's together with him, now she's entitled to have the conveniences that he has. So now, let's just understand, but here it's mashche ishtoi. She's not together. She has her own apartment. He has nothing to do with her. They eat every Erev Shabbos, they eat together. They come together, but like this the whole week, they're not together. So be'emison, So we can very well understand the Tanakama. So the Tanakama holds. So a whole week she's away, so she doesn't need a mattress. If when they're together, then there's an Indian she could further a mattress, but she's away. She's away from him. This is my time with the Tanakama. Yeah. So the Moshe is kigoyin, let's see if kigoyin the ulche didei v'lav ulche dido. We'll see. Tanakama sova omalo. So she doesn't need it. We'll see in a minute. So he says like this. Ki azilno, when I go, I visit you every Leil Shabbos. I chel see my Leil Shabbos. He came to visit her. Ki azilno. So I don't have to leave a mattress by you. Ki azilna when I leave you, shakilna lohu. I take it away. You don't need a mattress. We're not together, sorry, but you don't need a mattress. V'chi osino, and when I come, Erev Shabbos, my sino lubadoya, I'll bring my pillow and my mattress. Seems they were portable, so I'll bring it. So what's, why, for a whole week you don't need it. And then when I'll come, I'll bring it, and when I'll go, I'll take it away. You don't need it. So that's the svar of the Tanakhame. V'Rab Nosson Sova Omro Lei Zimne de Misrami Bein Hashmoshes. Sometimes, you know, sometimes an Erev Shabbos can be very hectic, and you'll first come to me, you'll be Erev, come to me very late, and you are unable to schlep along the pillow and the mattress. Leimotzis maislo, you won't be able to bring your pillow and mattress. Vishakus lohula didi u magnus li alare. So you'll take mine, we'll see very interesting Rashi him, and then I'll have to sleep on the ground. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, ida ucho derech b'nois mishpachtos, what's the svara of the Tanakhame? Ulchei dake lishain al korim v'kassis v'nan kaimelon oile imay. Ki azilno v'ani mashra oisach ha'idei sholish. So now I'm not with you. Shakil nulu badoy. I'll take it back. V'chi yosina v'tishke v'imi, then when we're to oile imay means when we're together. My sina lohu. So I'm gonna, so whatever you're entitled to, you're going to have. When I come, I bring the mattress and the pillow, and then it's oile imoy. So he says, what's going to be if it's going to be late and you won't bring it? Is v'shokus l'didi mapet shali? So you won't be able to sleep. You're going to tell me, no, man, I can't. So you'll take my mappets, or yemekna kalvik sas mishali, you'll take it, you'll start tying to me that, now I have to sleep on the ground because of this. So memele, so I want to be assured that in all instances I shouldn't have to be dependent, bikiloine naim, that you'll make an early bus and you'll come in time and you'll bring the karang sas. That's how Rashi seems to learn. V'shokus lo l'didi, Taisvus Aspesh Bekuntres, V'shokus lo l'didi, Mappet Shali. You'll take my Mappets, Bein Lahakshays, Imkeim, fine. Tazgilo B'shnei Mappatsim. Listen, it seems those, mattress is more expensive than a Mappets, a mat, so buy two Mappatsim. So Memele, so if he even forgets, so take one Mappets. So Taisi said, the Shema Mitech Shum Me'unig, Shadato Hugelishke Valkar, Yito Shnei Mappatsim Latzme. One Mappets is nothing. You have to have something, a kaponim similar to a mattress. I mean, you are thin Mappets. You sleep on a Mappets, but I can't sleep on a Mappets. That's one Malach. Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Rab Meizal, Legoris Vishokos Ledidi. Not the way Rashi is goyris, I'll come and you'll take mine and I'll be an eber. No, Elo Sharoi, the Eina Misraem, it's not she's tiny, you're gonna ba'avul me because you'll be an eber, the Eitzis, you won't be able to sleep, and Shabbos. No, Elo Sharoi, Tzalali Simoi, Velishke Valkar. Afal Pisha La'atzmai Ein Layachshav. No, she's coming to Taina as follows. She's not you doing av. I'm entitled. I never sleep on a mattress. But when you're around bifanecha, I'm entitled to sleep on a mattress. She sees tithing. If you're gonna forget the mattress, so you're taking away from me what I'm entitled to. Once a week, I can sleep on a mattress. So memele, and then if you'll forget, so even though then you're also not sleeping on a mattress, geit min nishton. When you're around, I have a schus of oilima. I want to sleep once a week. Look over Shabbos on a mattress. Ava bishalat me'en layach shemchemash midlisto taina de kotoim baila libe de rabonakos. V'noisein lo kippe. Now the Mishnah says the Lamaise, I mean, he's, I mean, she finds herself a Beis Apotropos, and he's footing the bill for her weekly food bills, etc. He gives her the certain furniture she needs. Then it says he gives her a hat, and this is once a year we buy this, and shoes we buy three times a year by each regel. And begodim we buy once a year. Mishana l'shana. Omalei Rav Papa l'abaye, so Rav Papa said to Abaye, Haytane sholiach arteloi veromi mesani. That this Tane, it seems like his clothing was taken off. He's completely undressed. He's wearing shoes. She has three pairs of shoes a year and one set of clothing. So it seems the feet are more choshev than the clothe the body. Haytane shaliach atiloi v'rami misani mufshit va'orum. She'ein loy chalifes begodim ela mishana l'shana. Clothing is once a year. We invest in clothing. Menalaim koma mimoyed l'moyed v'shab begodim leitachlev b'moyed. When it comes yontif, she's wearing the old clothing. Here's a pair of shoes, but shoes without clothing. V'hivshit metagiminim v'yishlach. So Amaleitane b'mokim horim koi. He was in a place that they were very mountainous and it was very loisagi b'loitlos zugi misani. You needed more shoes than clothing because of the climbing and the walking. The shoes used to become used up quickly. Bagavuchi kamashmon nistvino nela b'moyit ki echden nevilo simche b'gabai. She needs three pairs of shoes a year. That's no shaila. The Tana is just telling us that Vakel, since you have to buy it, so you might as well give it to her on Yontev, she should have a Simchas Yontev. V'keilim shel chamishim zuz. And begodim you buy once a year, chamishim zuz. Amar Abaye, chamishim zuzi pshiti. It's 50 zuzi of kesef medine, which is 1/8 of kesef tzuri. Mimai, how do we know that zuzi means kesef medine? Maybe it means kesef tzuri. Midoktoni b'medva mamurim ba'oni shebi Yisrael. Abo b'mechube da'keo lefi kvoidoi. V'isal kedaita chamishim zuz mamish, oni chamishim zuz menolei. Al shma mino chamishim zuzi pshiti. Yeah. Zuzi pshiti, zogt Rashi, zuzi medine shehen shmini shebezuz tzuri. Kol kesef medine echod mishmoine bekesef tzuri, the matbeya was 1/8. Kedmrine la'el sela medine Palge de Zuze, and Ister is a Sela Medine, and that is a half of a Zuze of a Tzuri, Shu Echod Mishmoine Besela. That means this four Zuzim in a Sela. Now, here we're talking about a Sela Medine is a half of a Zuze of Tzuri, so it's like 1/8. Zuk te gemore bei neusel ole chadosh. Tana rabona. Moisa mezoinais, what if there's a surplus of food, labal? So Rashi says, Moisa mezoinais, kegoin isha she mezoinais ha'amur me mishnaseino oit fin lo, it's too much for her. She eino rav tonis, she doesn't have such an appetite. So memela, she doesn't need so much food. So if there's a surplus of food, doesn't, you have to give her what she needs to eat, And if this is too much, so fakelt, so the yisrin goes back to the husband. Maisa blois leisha. That means we said that we buy new clothing for her each year. Now the blois, the clothing that were left over from last year, that goes to the isha. So she has like newer clothing and last year's clothing. So the Gemara says, Maisa blois leisha lamalo, why does she need it? So Rashi says, that means that she shouldn't wear the same begodim that she wore bimei nidusa. So Memela, if the blois from last year will belong to her, so now she's able to change her clothing. So Bimei Nidusa, she wears last year's clothing. Bimei Tarosa, she wears this year's clothing, which are nicer. And Choshev, like this, it's a Psatizgana al-Bailo. If Bimei Tarosa, she's wearing these begodim that she will Bimei Nidusa. Amar Abaye Noktinon Moisa Blois Almone Liyersha. What if she's an Almone? So then you give last year's clothing to the Yershim. If they are supporting her, they're giving the Mizoinis and the clothing, so last year's clothing goes back to the Yershim. Hosam Hu Talait is Gandhi Bapi. When the husband's alive, we want that she should look nice to him, so therefore she shouldn't wear the begodim she wore bimei nidusa. Och it is gani vit is gani. Here the husband's dead already, so memela gave me nishna. Moisa blois, amonin izoinis nixi yisoimim, valeim lita lo keilim shal chamishim zuz mishana lishon. Noisin lo more kesef. Now it says in the Mishnah, Ve'icheles imoy milele Shabbos lelele Shabbos, that she eats together with him every Leil Shabbos. May oicheles, what does this mean, oicheles? Rav Nachman oma oicheles mamish. That means kipshutai, that even though was Mashre Ishtoi, there's an apotropos taking care of her. She's leading her life, he's leading his life. But that's a whole week. But Leil Shabbos, they eat together. Rav Ashi Omar Tashmish. Rav Ashi says that a chelosimai means Tashmish. Tanan, so the Gemara says, we learned in the Mishnah, Eicheles imei leili Shabbos. Bishlam lamandi yoma achila aine diktoni Eicheles. Lamandi yoma tashmish, if it means tashmish. Amai noket Eicheles, so why did he hop on Eicheles? So, say rochel bitchak tane, so the Gemara says, lishna ma'alye. He wants to say Loshen Noki, Loshen Malye, Kedersiv, the Posik is Mechane, Tashmish B'Shem Achilam. Ochlo Umoch Sopio, Ve'omro Loi Pa'alti Oven. So the Posik calls Tashmish Achilam. Meisvei, Frekte Gemora Akashe. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, we learned in Abaraisa, Eicheles Beleili Shabbos, Ve'eicheles V'Shabbos, and it's Eicheles B'Shabbos. Is Bishlam Lamandi Yoma Achila, if it means Achila, Haino Diktoni, V'Shabbos, they have to count, they have to eat together. Leili Shabbos, they have to eat together Shabbos. Elaman di oma tashmish, tashmish b'shabes me'ike? Is there tashmish in Shabbos b'yoim Shabbos? Va'oma rav une Yisrael kedoshim hem, ve'mishamshin mitaseyem b'yoim? So what is Pshat Rav Shimon Gamliel? So the Gemara answers, Oma Rove Bebayis Ofel Mutter. Now we'll come back to this Gemara soon. I would first like to learn Tosfos, and then we'll come back to this Gemara. Rav Ashi Omar Tashmish. Rav Ashi says Tashmish. Zok Tosfos Afilu Gamol V'Safon Hoyul umashra oiso al yedei sholish. Now, dachsach mir pshat in Tosfos is, I would like to speak out a machlokes harishonim the Rambam Perik Yud Beis, Halachi Yud Beis from Hilchis Issues says as follows. Baal sherotzo liten li ishtoi mizaynesea haruyis lo v'tiye oicheles v'shoise la'atzmo shilit by herself v'hu oichel v'shoise la'atzmoi and he'll eat by himself. There won't be any friction. He'll be looking in a sefer b'shasi. She won't be bothering him. They'll be shalom bayis. Hershus b'yodoi, ubilvad sheyechalima meleli Shabbos leleli Shabbos. If he wants to do this, no problem. But you have to make sure don't go overboard. Leil Shabbos, be together. So the Rav Magid says, that's the Poshet Pshat in our Mishnah. But he brings down that the Rishonim are Chilek on the Rambam. The Rashba brings down a Raivit. It's speaking about, our Mishnah is speaking about a certain case. Kegoin shu oisa meloche, oishaloi midbira cheres, shainosam yerev Shabbos, lerev Shabbos. There's nothing modern that they're not eating together. He goes away during the week. He goes out of town. And the Rav Magid explains that because if you'll say that he's in town and they're eating in two different places, so people will hear about this, it's going to be very embarrassing. The Yomer Abrius Maros Azulis Rachik Mishulchan Baila. Ooh, this will be the talk of the town. It's very modern. They're happily married and thus. It's very embarrassing. Some Mela, so the Raivet learned Pshat that it is speaking about that he's taka out of town, but he seems he's Mashri, he's made an apotropos to take care of her. But if he's in town, he has no right to do such a thing. And then he brings down a third sheet, a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi learns our Mishnah speaking about all people, but Kiblolel. She was Makabel, she was Maskim. He can't make up such a, if she's Maskim, taking into consideration people might talk, and if she's Maskim, Tobielel, I'm in Broche, so fine. But she has to be Maskim. Now, Taisus had a kash, Rav Ashi Omar Tashmish. So Taisus said, what is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us that Vechelas Imay Milel Shabbos Lelel Shabbos. So now, we knew, we had a previous Mishnah that said that, we learned the Shuriyonis, Talmud Chochem, Hamorim, Achas B'Shabbos. We know the, so what is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us, let's say if it's speaking about a Talmud Chochem, which is also Achaz B'Shabbos. So what is the Mishnah telling us? How does it come to this Mishnah? Hamashri Ishtoi, there's a Chiyav Oina Milel Shabbos Lelel Shabbos. Shkayach. I mean, I know this already. How does it come to this Mishnah? So that's the Tosfos is saying, Amor de Kachidish. No, you have to understand, Amashre Ishtoi is, we mentioned before, there's a Machlokes Rishayim if he can, he's permitted to do such a thing. And I think, for practical purposes, that Tosfos learned like the Yerushalmi, the Mishnah speaking about, she gave him permission. Fine. He's doing an avlet to her. No, she was masking. But you have to know, if you're doing an avla, you have to repay the avla. You can't, it works like that. She's doing you a favor, you have to, so the Mishnah is telling us, afilu safonim, afilu gamolim, but if there is such a niyug, that means safonim and gamolim, stamazoi, Gzuntay, that was the opmach b'shas they got married once in 6 months, once in 3 months. But now you made another dreidel. So now there's a chiyev, if you're around Leil Shabbos, so dachsam ibshat and teisvis is, that means let's say the gamolim came back Tuesday night. They're going to be home a week. He came back Tuesday night, it was Mekayim mitzvahs oine Tuesday night. Fine. He's home for Shabbos. So I would say, you're home for Shabbos. Listen, I'm a gamolim. I have 3 months yet. I mean, I was mekayim my chiyuv. So the Mishnah is saying, if you were a mashres ishtecho, so she has this right that leil Shabbos you have to mekayim mitzvah soina. So the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush in hilchis oine that a mashre is mekayiv bo oine. And if it wouldn't have been a mash, it wouldn't have been chayiv boine. That's what our Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us chidushim. That doesn't wash afilu gamol v'sa. Hoyu lo mashro isay deisha. Are you doing such a thing? The Mishnah is telling us aloches. Now, we hear here a machloikis tanoi mechelas imoi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Eicheles, Beleil Shabbos, Vishabbos. Gemara says, if Eicheles means Tashmish, Yisrael Kedoshim Heim. So the Gemara says, Ha'oma Rove Bebayis Ofel Mutter. Bebayis Ofel is Mutter. I'd like to speak out a Tachsimer, a big machloikis apeskim. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Mem, Sif Yod Aleph, it says like this. Also, L'shamish Bayoim, Elim Kain, Hu Bais Ofel. That's the Loshen HaMechaba. Hago, Zokter Emo, V'talmud Chochem, Mafil B'talisoi, that means Afel, Nira Bais Ofel, V'shori. Zokter Mogen Avrom. Now this din that we said that a Talmud Chochem is mafel betalisoi, the ein is kokin ledovo ze elamipnei tzoyrech godel, it's not stamazoi, a Talmud Chochem is muta bayoim, lehafel betalisoi le tzoyrech godel, peirish zukta mogen avram, kshe Yitzchem is gaber all of it. Yitzchem is gaber. So mamel then it's muta by a Talmud Chochem. Zokte mogen avram, ובסויף פרק אף על פי משמה דבבייס אופו מוטה לחתחילה. So the Mogen Avrom learned our Gemara. Because on Talmud Chochem mafel betalise that the bias is not awful. So we have here a Rambam that says it's only muta lezoyrech godol. It's not a dover muta. But our Gemara asked the kasha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Eicheles imei bayoim, is tashmish muta bayoim? Gemara says, Rabbi said, Abai is awful as muta. So it would seem, no problem whatsoever. That's what the Mogen Avraham says. Now, the Ritva explains our Gemara. No, he doesn't understand that Gemara. What's Pshat Rav Shimon Gamliel? The Ritva says, Nehe de muta la'eis ha-tzoyrech. So already he said that Abai Yisofel is not a heta gomer, it's la'eis ha-tzoyrech. But lome mechayvoy Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. But seems Rabbi Gamliel, you have to do it. It's a heter la'is ha'tzoyrech. Oichelus imay leil Shabbos v'Shabbos. In fact, the Ritva, the Sachiyev, it seems. What is the heter la'is ha'tzoyrech? Zok the Ritva, the Mayri that Rab Shimon Gamliel is the Mayri b'tayolim oy b'poyalim. It's speaking about a tayol or a poyol. Shainoson beis b'shevua. So that's his chiyavoyne. Soiver Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, the af al gav shekiblo oleo lahashrois ayyadei sholish. So forget the Ritva is going like the Yerushalmi you mentioned before. That means, let's say he's a poil. A poil, the chiyav oine is pamayim b'shavua. He told to listen, I want to be mashre, you should be ayyadei sholish. She was masking. Fine. So the etzim inyan, you also need askome that she should eat alone. And fine. She was masking for that. Zok Rab Shimon Gamliel, but what happened with the chiyav oine? She's over there. You're over there. What happened with the chiyav oine? Ein loy lemayet me einosay kol ma she'efsher. V'noisin lo beis oines l'tashmish, leil Shabbos v'Shabbos. That's pshat. This is a tzorech. He owes her to oines. He owes her to oines. And she was maskim to be mashreishta. She was maskim to the etzematzah. But he owes her to oines. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, so the napzolin chayvis is leil Shabbos v'Shabbos. That's how the Ritva learns, but from the Ritva we see that it's not the way the Magen Avraham, there's a Aisa Tzorech and there's a Chiyuv, there's a Shibud. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Eben Ezra Chelakal of Simen Kuf Beis. For sound, he doesn't bring down the Magen Avraham. B'tzorich, but he also doesn't understand Rav Shimon Gamliel. What's that, Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rav Shimon Gamliel. B'tzorich loim, a bayis awful, he says, is not mutar l'chatchila. It's, a bayis awful is, I feel not a Talmud Chochem. That's the chilik. Talmud Chochem is mafal b'talisoy, a bayis awful, I feel not a Talmud, but it's not, it's not as man, it's not as, yoim is not as man tashmish. V'tzorich loima da'ayri she'ira oynis, sh'loi hoye yochel le'kayim mitzves oyna b'leil Shabbos. He was unable to make a mitzvah say in the leil Shabbos. She'zeh gam kei nechshav tzorich godol, le'kayim b'yoim k'sheyesh b'yis ofel. So that means, that's also called a tzorech godel. That means he was meshubed leil Shabbos, and the anoinus happened. So memele, so alzi shibo, this is considered an oinus, a tzorech godel. So he's mechuyev bayoy. Ve'ein lechayvo limchoil. She's not mechuyev to listen at night, it was an oinus is next week. No. Ve'ein lechayvo limchoil. V'yiyye peirushoy eicheles b'leil Shabbos v'Shabbos. So it says leil Shabbos v'Shabbos shehavov hu b'mokim teivis oy. Leil Shabbos oy, if he was unable to be mekayim the oyna, leil Shabbos, he's mekayim et Shabbos. That is what Rav Moshe wants to say, Pshat. But Agavuche, we have over here, there's a machlekes tanoim. I don't know. L'chayre, there's a machlekes tanoim in this. This is Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanakhama says, Eicheles imoy leil Shabbos. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, Eicheles imoy leil Shabbos v'Shabbos. It seems there's a machlekes. In the Hagos, there's Rav Elazar Moshe Horovitz. Eshtal Sechoichet Afunze Gemore. In Bach Sechmir, one way he says like Rav Moshe, In one way, he says, like the Magen Avraham Dachsach. The Gam Horovitz says as follows. He says, the Vay is awful mutter. Bevai is awful mutter. Vadai ein lechaivoi bo'oine b'yoin. The lavoi recharehu. It's not that, that's not pshat. Bo'oi de loima tzinu b'shum mokim chiev oine beis pomim b'yoin echot. Twice in a 24-hour period. Ela perushoi oi. Oi b'yoin, oi b'layla. So that what the Rav Moshe said, the oi, so the oi, the Gam Horovitz very also said the oi. But from the Gam Horovitz it would seem that that oi b'yoyim, that means either by day or by night, like it seems not the way Rav Moshe made it, that it was that he was an onus and he couldn't do it. In Shabbos, that's his man oine. If it's a bai, it's awful. He can do it by yom. So we're talking about that, you don't have to do it, but you can do it by laila. We can do it by yom also. So dachsachme, according to the Gram Horovitz, the Emerson and the Etzim Indian, he holds like the Magen Avraham, I think. That is, that's no issa. And Shimon Gamliel is saying, maybe that's how Shimon Gamliel could be the Tanna Kamas Chaylik on this. That the chiyav oine that's mutal olav b'shabes he kibim mekayim oy bayoyim oy balaylo. Agavuche the etzem the Magen Avraham that says it's mutal lechatchilat mishtabur does not bring it down. The bayis awful is mutal. V'im hoysa meinika. Now we hear it further in the Mishnah. Vim hoiso meinika, so it says two things. A meinekes is, she doesn't have to do so much work. Poichsin lo mi maisi odeo, meisifin lo al mezein oisel. His dorish Rabbi Ula Rabbe, some he was the big Rabbi Ula, a pischa de veinesie, afa pisha omri nodem zonas Bono v'bneisav k'shem k'tanim, avozon k'tane k'tanim. There's no chiev to be mezen k'tanim, oba k'tane k'tanim is mechuyev to give mezainis to. At kamo, till how old are they, that is, till when is mechuyev to give mezainis? Ad ben sheish. K'de Rav Asi, the Omar Rav Asi, Kotten ben sheish yoytze be'erev imoy. We'll see in Rashi that means that till sheish it seems that he needs the mother, so the mother's metupel with his tzrochim. So if he needs tipul, the father's mechuyev to shtel tzu mezainis. Mimai midiktoni hoysa meinike. Peichsen lo mi meise yodeo, um meisifin lo al mezein oisel. He gives more food for her. My time alav mishim de boi le meichel bados. It's very interesting. The Gemara understood meisifin lo al mezein oisel. His pshat is because there's another mouth to give to eat. So it's lav davke when she's nursing. That means Kol's man is still a small child. We have to be moisef on the mezoinis for the child that she's nursing, but till six. Frag the Gemara v'dume the mishum dechoylehi. Who says he has to give mezoinis because of the child? Maybe it's she's sick, she's weak, she needs more mezainis. Im kei listenim hoysa choyla, mayim hoysa meinike. If you'll say that the sibe is that because of her health she needs to eat more, so don't talk about a meinike, talk about Dilma Haka Mashmon, the Stam Meinika is Chaylis Nino. So the Gemara says, maybe he wants to tell us, maybe the Sibis Taka Altsar. But it seems the Gemara understood it as I. Itma Nami Amavishu Ben Levi, Mesifa Lo Yayin, Shayayin Yofa Lo Cholov. It would seem that the Sibi is not because of her Chayli, nor because he needs more. That where the Chapton Meinika in the Mishnah is coming to tell us that a Meinika, because it's telling us another Aloche, that a Meinika doesn't have to work so much. Let us see Rashi. Yaitse Be'erivimai, Ove Imei Letzofen Ve'ovi V'ledorin, Imei Melichose Etzlo, Ven Ovi Melichai Etzlo, Shedain Hu Tzorech Le'imoi, Ubascho Shedua Rabon Alma Acheso Siua Meimoi, Shem Shabal Zon Oiso, Kach Zon Oiso Imo. Abu Zon, let's see, Taisvis, Kot, Ktane, Ktanim, the Kaifinole. This we force them to do. Boho, the Koma, Beperik, Nairo, Kofale, Asise. That's speaking about they turned over a keli and they stood on top of this keli. Heine Yisera Malshesh, they wanted to be Mavazim, that he should give Mazainis. That's talking about after Sheish, but until Sheish, there's a better oifen of Kfir. Hadran Aloch Afalpi. Zogt the Mishnah weiter, Metzies Aisha. If a woman found a Metzia, or Maisi Yodel, Maisi Yodayim, a wife found a Metzia, Maisi Yodel, the Bailo. This belongs to the husband. Virushoso, Hu Oichel Peres Bechayel. Now let's see what Rashi says. Metzia Seisha Virushoso. Im Noflo Lo Yerusho, Hu Oichel Peres Bechayeho Vakeren Shelo. That means, just like Nichse Meluk, that she brings in, so the Keren is hers and he has a Schus Achilles Peres. So if in the middle of the marriage, Korev died and she Yarshin, he also eats Peres Bechayer. Lishna Achino Ve'imeso Bechayov Yersho. So then we say Pshat the Mishnah differently. Metzias Isha Maisi Yodel LeBailo Virushoso, and he yashins her also. If she dies, he yashins her. Then there's another din Huoichel Peres Pachayel, speaking about Nichsei Meluk. Boishto Upgomo Shelo. If someone was Maziker, someone was Mevayisher, so that you pay to her. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Imer, Bizman shebeseiser shnei chalokim, lo shnei chalokim v'lo yechod. Bizman shebegoli, lo shnei chalokim v'lo echod. Sheloi inosim miyat, his chelik you give him right away. V'shelo, yilkach bekarke v'hi oichel, v'hu oichel peres. So you purchase a karke, and he eats peres weiter als nichsei meluk. Zogt Rashi upgomo nezek chavolo im yachbelubo. If someone will be chavolo, so the nezek is, we have it, machlekes anoim. Ubizman shebegoli, shaboyshe shaloi, he becomes nizbaze, vooitchen nim eses olov vohu soivel. That she becomes nemesis all of the, either out the bushe or out the pagam that was. We'll see, it was potza before neho, so, she has wounds on her face. So it's nemesis all of. So therefore, he gets a chelik of the tashlumim, the Pirchas of Romans to say Pshat, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, this is a takone de Rabbono. That means that was Nemeses and Boishe Shaloi, that the Shaloi, this is not Sibis min ha-Teire, I mean, she was genizik, and in the masses, Nebuch, I mean, we'll write him a sympathy card, but I'll kapon him, how does he have a schus to take us? So this is a takona de rabbonim, that since Lemaise, he's suffering also in somewhat way, because of the nezik and the baisha, so mele he gets a chelik. This will help him be saivel. The money will help him be saivel. A person is very, very interesting. Yulkach bem kalke. Now the that what is paid directly to Yulkach bem kalke shrezek is shal nechosim aneiflum lo shein tluyim. This is like other nechosim. Shehein tluim. What does shehein tluim means? The oichel peres b'chayev, a keren shelo, im yegar shena o yomus, v'im tomus hi yorsha. That means this is like all other nechosim, which are but what eventually will happen, this nechosim depends. If she'll give her a get, or he'll die, it goes back to her. If she dies, he yashens everything. Let us just see the Gemara a little bit, then we'll see Taisfus. Maika Mashmalon, what is the Mishnah telling us? Tanina, we learned everything before. It says, Ha'om Zakoi Bebite Begdusha Bekesa Beshtar Bebiye, Zakoi Bimtsiyoso Bemaise Yodeh Befosna Dereho, Mekabal Ezgito, Ve'ene Eichel Peres Bechayeho, Niseis Yeser Olav Abal, Shehu Eichel Peres Bechayeho. So Memela, Yeser Olav Abal means that he hears whatever the father possessed. So that means Maisi Yodayim belong to him. And Yeser Olav Abal eats Peres Pechayel. So these Schusim, what our Mishnah is mentioning is, we had this already in the previous Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, by Shosop Gomit Strichalei Plukta Rav Yudah Ben Seira Berabonon. But we never spoke about Boishes of Gam, that according to Rav Yudah Ben Seira, it belongs to him. We didn't learn anything about this. He is a chelik in the Boishes of Gam. So that is the reason of this Mishnah. Tenina beperik nara, yeser olav abal alma bal zakoi bekulon. Whatever the father has, he has plus peres. What is our Mishnah telling us? Let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis metzias eisha. Bekuntres goras hamader acher afalpi. First is a Shiloh, which is the sixth Peirik? Hamadir or Metzias Eisha? So Rashi says Hamadir is the sixth Peirik, this comes after Afalpi. Agav de tone ba Afalpi amashre ishte de sholish. Ktoni Hamadir ishto ishloishim yoim yamet parnishu kein sholish. So this is some sort of a continuation of Dinei Sholish, Ba'acha Shoshon Amadir, Choyzel and Yerish. Avo, the Schusim, what has been asked, Avo Beperish Ben Echananel, Birshamit, the Sefta, Brave Sorm, Garsin, the Metzisi, Sha'acha, Afalpi. Now, how does this come in? I did the Solik, and Moise, Menika, Poichsin, Lomi, Maise, Yodeo. So, Memele, so there it says, that we spoke already about the Maisi Yodeo, she's a Mineke, so we deduct. So that's why our Mishnah is saying that he has a schus in Maisi Yodeo. But I did the Tone Besoif, the last Mishnah in Metzia Seisha, Besoif Mastis Namashrish Mois Labito, Tone Basra, Madi the Tone Yamit Pound, Estabe Kain Sholish. Viru Shoso, So we had two pshatim in Rashi. One pshat in Rashi was that if she yarshin something, he eats the peiris. That's like nixim eluk. Then the second thing, it's two different things. Virushose yarshin some. Nigla bein etam peiris rishin. Shebekuntres Ikya. The first pshat is the correct pshat, the perishu is shosu, shenoflon lechosim, mimoke macha, hu oichu peris pechaya. The Ikya loshen achaim, sheperish yurushoso, shohu yorusho laacha mise, is amai itzrach lemeime begmore boishtop gomitzrich alei. The Gemara asked, we learned, whatever it says in this Mishnah, Metziyasishe, Maisi Yodeo, Eichel Peres, we learned this already in the previous Mishnah. So the Gemara says, yeah, but with this Mishnah I need for Boishtop Gomel. Fraktach Taisves, if the Mishnah is telling us that he Yarshin so, Why do you have to jump to the machlokes of the Memseir and the Chachamim? Our mission is coming to tell us that a husband yarshins a wife. If that's John the Mishnah. The Mimas Nisin, the Yeser all of a Baal. The previous mission that says that the Baal is more than the father, but it seems the Baal has all the schusim of the father. I don't know that he yarshin so. I do know. If a father yarshins, and it's yeser all the Baal, so he also yarshins. So Taisa says, no. The Avel gav davio yorsho, oktoni yeser of a Baal, hainuk she'ein lo bonim. A father yarshins when she doesn't have any children, then the father yarshins. But if she has children, a father doesn't yarshin. A husband yarshins, a fellow, she does have children. So, memele, so if our Gemara had problems, why it was necessary to say our Mishnah, I know it from the previous Mishnah, so the Moshe said, no, it's telling us that he yarshins, b'chaloifin, even though she has yoshim. Could be the second pshat is also true. The lemotzmem the yoshet tzlichalei da shmina mesnisin da kaisav mepeik yeshnoich. There's other mishnas which tell us this halacha, so that I have another mishnah. So why do I need this mishnah? That means mitziyosim aishyedah no from daf mevova mitbeis and then yosha I know from yeshnoichlam. So memele, so I still have a good kash. Hachi garsina. Now it says in our Mishnah we have a machlokes tanoim. What's the din with boishes upgam? Boishta upgamo shelo. Rabbi Natam higiye besifroi sheloi. That the machlokes the tanekam Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira is how much does he get? According to the tanekam, everything belongs to the Baal, and according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, sometimes shnei chalokim, sometimes chelik echad. Lefize, so this is a mechudish to ki Rabbeinu Tam, that the husband is zeich and the boy is shesubgam. Lefize, zog tois vishod the boy beperik hamaniya, hamazik ishtoi betash meshamitoi. Mahu, the moklas a shayla, since he does it bershu, so it's muta. So memeli doesn't have to pay. Does it? Again, so sugiya. So Taisus had a shekelcha problem. What's the shayla? A mazik is ishta betash mesamita. If someone else is mazika, you give it to the husband. So if he's mazika, he should have to pay her. I mean, what's the shayla in the Gemara? So Taisus says mitzar kaboy. The shayla is about tzar. Amo ibayshes of gamshi to the pot. I feel a chavu ba'achini avishaloi. Period. Umiyu einire, but Taisvis is choylik under Rabbeinu Tam. Dimkein havele le misne le el, the ov, so this should have said before, the ov einei zakoi bebitoi beboishes upgam shel chavole. So when the Mishnah was saying the difference between the father and the, we have a Mishnah that's saying what the father is zeiche and what the husband is zeiche. So in Yene Mishnah should have said as follows. Dovein is zakoi bebita beboishes begam shal chavola davke beinis imefate. Now this is like in parentheses. Kedemrinin ba'achoy v'lezichse teiro lo v'leshvach nurim bilvat. L'el b'reish naro nami poich avolis tidoninu. That means, so Tosfos says like this, a father is not zeichem chabolis. And yes, should have said yes, over ba'al shuzakoy b'boishes b'gam. So memele, if we have a whole Mishnah that is enumerating the schusei ha'ov, and it is enumerating the schusim that the Baal has over the Yov. Now, if this is true, that the Baal is zoiche boishes b'gam, and the father is not zoiche boishes b'gam, so it would be very appropriate to mention this in that Mishnah. When we're enumerating what the father possesses and what the husband possesses, should say this. The father is not zoiche boishes b'gam, and the husband is zoiche boishes b'gam. And why doesn't it say there? Is a rayin, not like the Rabbeinu Tam's gears. Ela vade b'yishosu p'gomo shelo gar sinan. Fakert. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira was the one that said, you know, he has some schusim in the b'yishos of gam. But according to the Tanakam, he doesn't have anything. So it's very good. Rabbeinu Tam atzmei chosu boy. V'chein goz b'yirishalmi. Vechein mashme bigmore, and from our Gemara, it also seemed like that the, according to the Tanakame, the Boishet Gam belongs to her. Why? Bidekoma, Boishoso ubgome itztrichalei, the Gemara is takash, why do you need a Mishnah? Maishiadeo, I know, Metsioso, I know, Peiris, I know, so why do you need a Mishnah? So the Gemara says, "Boishes b'gom itztrichalei plukte the Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira b'Rabbono." I need boishes b'gam the plukte Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira b'Rabbono. La'havel lemeim etvei ala boishos b'gom itztrichalei. I need to mention plukte. If according to the Tanakam, it also belongs to the husband, so boishes b'gom itztrichalei. The agav, the boy le mishne boy shoso pugome shehu shaloi. He wants to tell us, according to the Tanakam, boy shos pugome shehu shaloi. Taninami, but siyoso maisiyo, deo shein shaloi. So, why do you speak about the machloikis? Say, he wants to tell us all the things that are shaloi, so just like Matsiya shaloi. And then the Maishe Deo Shaloi, Baishe B'gam is also Shaloi. I mean, the Mamseira holds, it's partial Shaloi. Why do you have to go into this and machloikas in this? Fakert, this whole Mishnah is telling us Chidushim, which I didn't know till now. Avol Igar Sinin Shelo, but if we are Geire Shelo, is Osi Shapir, the Mishum Rabbon, it's a Chlamisni Klamet Siyosa Maishe Deo. The ma'inyan zeitzel ze, the high avishaloi, the high avishalo. So then the gemara had a problem. Ma'ishi demitziyoso, I know already. Boishes of gam belongs to her, so it doesn't have to say that mitziya is his because boishes of gam is hers. But it's a chlemisno mishum rabbi yudah ben seirem, da libei shayach bohu bal. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire, so that's why it came into our Mishnah. So we want to say all this chusim that the Baal has. So memele, we say this also. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire, he has a percentage of boishes of God. Now the next thesis we'll skip over because it's not a portion to thesis. Emil Tzisham will learn it tomorrow. Just let's learn the last thesis. Bizman shebeseisa. Pigam shebeseisa b'mokim shem b'nei odom yecheilim liris. Shebegoloi shepotza b'fona. He made a wound on her face b'mokim shenirim lakil. V'nivgam hu atzmoyim. He's also nivgam. L'cheiret. Achsmad, we mentioned before, according to Birch Savrom, this is a takana. The Rabbonon, that he, because he's Nivgam, he gets a percentage. Boishe shebeseisa, shebaisha beino ilabeino, shebegoli, shebaisha befnei kolodom, and it seems also that, he suffers when they were vayisha berabim. So Mamela, that's why according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, he gets a percentage of the boishes and the pgam.